我哋今日读嘅经文系嚟自出埃及记嘅33:12-23同埋34:5-8。
Today's scripture reading is from Exodus chapter 33, verses 12 to 23, and chapter 34, verses 5 to 8.
我哋会用契应嘅方式读出，先读中文，然后再读英文。
We will read this responsibly, first in Chinese, then in English.
出埃及记嘅33:12。摩西对耶和华说：你吩咐我说，将这百姓领上去，却没有叫我知道你要打发谁与我同去，只说我按你的名认识你，你在我眼前也蒙了恩。14。耶和华说：我必亲自和你同去，使你得安息。人在何事上得以知道我和你的百姓在你眼前蒙恩呢？岂不是因你与我们同去，使我和你的百姓与地上的万民有分别么？17。摩西说：求你显出你的荣耀给我看。又说：你不能看见我的面，因为人见我的面不能存活。我的荣耀经过的时候，我必将你放在磐石穴中，用我的手遮掩你，等我过去。耶和华在云中降临，和摩西一同站在那里，宣告耶和华的名。为千万人存留慈爱，赦免罪孽、过犯和罪恶，岂不以有万不以有罪的为无罪，必追讨他的罪，自父及子，直到三四代。摩西急忙伏在地下拜。
Verse 12. Moses said to the Lord, "See, you say to me, 'Bring up this people,' but you have not let me know whom you will send with me.Yet you have said, 'I know you by name, and you have also found favor in my sight.'" And he said, my presence will go with you, and I will give you rest.For how shall it be known that I have found favor in your sight, and I and your people? Is it not in you, in your going with us, so that we are distinct, I and your people, from every other people on the face of the earth?" Moses said, "Please show me your glory."But he said, "You cannot see my face, for man shall not see me and live."And while my glory passes by, I will put you on a cleft of the rock, and I will cover you with my hand until I have passed by." The Lord descended on the cloud and stood with him there and proclaimed the name of the Lord. Keeping steadfast love for thousands, forgiving iniquity and transgression and sin, but who will by no means clear the guilty, visiting the iniquity of the fathers on the children and the children's children, to the third and to the fourth generation. Let's read the last verse together. And Moses quickly bowed his head toward the earth in worship.
詹姆斯今日传讲信息嘅题目系摩西为灵性的祈祷。
Today's message is given by Reverend Wilson Chang. The title is Moses' Prayer for Spirituality.
儿童可以去下边有儿童崇拜。
The children are quietly dismissed for children's worship.
I know several of you were at the winter conference, Covenant Church Whitestone Winter Conference last week, and so I'd like to repeat what I said last Sunday. I want to thank you all for your gifts and prayers and cards in the passing of my mom. I truly am grateful of your thoughts and gifts, and I appreciate it greatly.
我知道有啲人上個星期去咗呢個嘅聖約堂嘅冬令會，咁我亦都想再一次想多謝大家嚟到我媽媽嘅喪禮，亦都係多謝你所俾嘅花你嘅卡，對所有嘅問候。
This is one of the great prayers that you will find in the Bible.
呢個係喺聖經裏邊其中一篇好好嘅祈禱嘅詩篇。
And I'd just like to focus your attention on the first item that Moses calls our attention to in this prayer.
咁我想第一樣嘢講嘅係。
And that's praying for our glory.
去為到我哋個人嘅榮耀去祈禱。
Now I'll unfold what that word glory means in a moment.
咁我會好快同你解釋咩叫做榮耀。
But you need to understand the context of this passage, this great passage in Exodus, to understand the text.
咁但係要去明白呢一篇嘅經文。你要先去明白呢一篇经文嘅背景。
And the context is simply this: God has said He's going to tabernacle amongst us.
佢话会佢会进入到去呢个嘅会幕嘅里边。
That means He's going to pitch His tent amongst us.
佢话佢会将佢嘅帐幕建立喺我哋嘅人嘅中间。
Well, let me put it another way: God is saying, "My presence, my glory is going to dwell in this tabernacle that's to come in the very midst of my people."
他的意思就是说我会与我的子民去一起同在。
And I'm going to do that so that you all can draw near.
那我这样做好使到你每个人会来到我的面前。
And what God means is that you can have God's presence in your heart.
即话你会喺你嘅内心里边有神与你同在。
Through intimate worship and prayer to the living God.
系可以一齐去敬拜，一齐去与神去祈祷。
That's what it means when God says you can draw near. To me.
这个就是说我们去来到神的面前真正的意思。
Yeah, this is remarkable because what's happening, if you are familiar with this part of the Bible, what's happening presently when God is saying that to Moses?
如果你去明白到这篇经文的背景的时候，你就会很诧异为什么神会讲这番的说话。
What are the people doing down off this mountain that Moses and God are meeting on? What's happening?
当神是与摩西去一起相遇的时候，以色列的子民究竟在山下做着什么事呢？
Right, God is talking to Moses on this mountaintop for this plan of God to tabernacle amongst his people.
当神去同摩西讲话，我要将我嘅帐幕系设喺以色列人嘅人嘅中间嘅时候。
And sadly to say, at the very same time, the people of Israel are at the base of the mountain worshiping a golden calf.
咁同时之间，啲以色列民喺个山下喺度跪拜一只嘅金牛。
And when God sees that, again, that's a more of a euphemism because he sees everything, right? At all times, past, present, and future. When God sees that, he says, it's off. It's all off.
咁当神去见到话啊，你咁样做嘅时候，我咩都去取消咗佢啦。
This intimate relation stuff that I'm promising in my presence in the very middle of your lives, why should I do that?
我点解要再同你同在呢？我同你嘅关系去到呢个地步，应该要结束。
Well, intimate relationships, as you and I know, as fellow human beings, are always based on what? Honoring each one another and our respective wishes.
这个的关系是在乎于彼此去的尊重，彼此尊重对方的意愿。
And especially you all who are married, you know that.
尤其对于结了婚的人，你很明白到这个关系里面的意思。
Intimate relations are always based on each partner deeply honoring a short list.
一个亲密的关系在乎于夫妇之间、两人之间彼此去尊重大家的意念。
Right, of what your spouse really hates and what your spouse really loves.
你的配偶究竟好唔中意嘅系啲咩嘢？好中意嘅系啲咩嘢咧？
In fact, and we don't do this, of course.When we get married, maybe we should have that short list, right? You know, like when we're saying our vows, maybe we should have that list. Hey, look at this. This is what I love. This is what I hate.
或者有时可以谂下，就话当你夫妇之间去结婚嘅时候，去呢个去宣誓嘅时候，何不将呢个你唔中意、你好中意啊所有嘅嘢去列举埋出嚟
？But what do? We guess for like several months or several years. We kind of guess.I realize now it just ticks my wife off or it just ticks my husband off when I do this, right? I better not do that.
咁可能要你几个星期或者甚至几个月嘅时间，要去明白到对方嘅喜好。
In other words, if you don't do those very things that your spouse loves, and when you have to put off the things that your spouse hates,You're not going to have an intimate relationship for long.
咁但系如果你去你无论系刻意或者无意去继续去做紧对方你配偶唔中意嘅事，或者你去唔去做嗰啲你配偶好想你做嘅事嘅时候，这个关系好快就会去冷却。
If you continue to do things that irk your spouse, watch out. Relationship will drift apart.
咁你唔去留意嘅时候，呢个关系之间会慢慢嘅去退却。
Right, it's not going to be an intimate relationship if you don't do the things that your spouse loves and don't do the things they hate.
如果你去唔去留意啊对方嘅喜好嘅时候，咁样就会发生啦。
You won't be able to draw near to one another.
咁你就唔会彼此之间愿意嘅。去走近大家。
Now God obviously is better than us, right?
咁但系神比我哋去高层次啲。
And obviously we don't give that list to our spouse when we get married. When we take that oath, that vow before God and others.
我哋亦都唔会真系将你自己喜好嗰个嘅啲事情全部去列举出嚟。
Right, we make the other person figure it out over the time as time goes by.
我哋容许对方按住时间会去知道发现对方有啲咩嘅喜好。
But God gives us the list.
但神好清楚将呢佢嘅喜好列举咗俾我哋知道。
He wants intimacy with us, but he gives us the list. It's called the Ten Commandments, right?
佢系用呢个嘅十诫将佢嘅喜好话咗俾我哋听。
These are the things he really loves. He tells us that. And these are the things he hates. And he tells us that.
他在个十诫里面话咗俾我哋听，有咩嘅事情佢系中意，有咩事情佢系厌恶。
And he says, I want to enter in a close relationship, an intimate relationship with you, people of God.
佢話：我想同你一啲喺神裏邊嘅人，我想進入到去你嘅入邊。
But as the scene unfolds, Exodus, in the midst of Exodus, right? The people of God, what are they doing? Israel in the Old Testament, they're trampling on that list.
咁但係你睇到就話喺呢個以色列嘅歷史上邊，佢一次又一次嘅喺神呢個嘅列表上面要做嘅事，佢都做唔到。
And the golden calf is one of the first things that God can't tolerate. He tells us that.
佢亦都一早話咗俾你聽，佢唔會去容許有金牛呢一樣嘢。
Because you're to have no other gods before Him.
因為神話過，除我以外，不許有別的神。
He demands that. And in any intimate relationship, isn't that true? You have anything else in front of that intimate person?You drift apart.
你會唔會其實喺一個嘅每一個嘅親密嘅關係裏邊，你會唔會喺你所愛嘅人嘅前面，你慢慢嚇轉頭去望另一個人呢
？So more or less, that's what God says in the first command. We can't have that intimate relationship. Look what you're doing, people of God. Look what you're doing.
佢話：你想有一個親密嘅關係，但係今日你究竟喺度做緊啲咩嘢咧
？But God doesn't stop there. He says, "Here's what I'm going to do."
佢話：我會而家做呢樣嘢。
And this is, of course, in the beginning of Exodus 33, which we haven't read today, because again, can't read the whole entire narrative, right? Exodus 33, it's in verses 3 and 5, following, God says, following to Moses, and it's really amazing. I'll just give you a chance for the translator to translate, and then I'll give you the gist of it.
咁我大概話俾你聽，第33章第3到第5節講啲咩嘢。
Again, this is paraphrase, summary,of Exodus 33 and 5, God says this, go up to the land I've promised an oath, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
他说你去,去我曾经起誓应许给亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各后裔所有的地。
God continues on, again, I'm paraphrasing here to summarize, because of the shortness of time that I have, I will send an angel before you,and drive out the Canaanites. The Canaanites are the enemies of God's people.
他說我會差遣我使者在你的面前將我的不跟隨神的人將他們去趕走。
God continues, says, go up to the land flowing with milk and honey.
他說你會去到哪裡呢？他說去到那個流奶與蜜之地。
But my presence will not go with you.
他說但我自己不會同你同在。
Because you are a stiff-necked people, says God, and I might destroy you on the way.
他說因為你們是硬著頸項的百姓，恐怕我在路上把你們滅絕。
And he says, you know what he's saying, basically? You know what he's saying?
那神究竟在跟你說什麼呢？
He's saying, I'll give you military.
我會給你一塊地理。
Political power and success, I'll do that as your God.
在政治上面的能力，我会给到一个的政府，这个稳定你。
And God says, I will give you a land flowing with milk and honey. What does that mean? Economic success.
他说我会给一个那块地，是有这个牛奶，有这个的蜜糖的地方，至少在经济上面，这个是一个很富庶的地方。
Remember, a agricultural society, milk and honey means prosperity, wealth.
在当时来讲，流奶乳蜜的意思，即是在经济上面的繁荣。
God says that I'll give you power and wealth, but I won't be dwelling in your midst.
他说我会给你在政治上面有这个的能力，有这个的权力，我也都在经济上面，给你有繁荣富庶，但是我不会同你同在。
You know, if you went out there at Main Street today and said that to general populace, they'd say, hey, it's a pretty good deal.
咁如果你对今日嘅人嚟讲，哇，咁都好好啫。
You'd be getting all the help you want, wealth, power.
你睇下今日嘅人，你能够有经济上边有财富，喺呢、这个政治上面有呢个嘅能力。
Just think about it, even.Amongst Christians, you don't have to go through all the exercise of examining yourself of your sinful tendencies that we're called to do.
亦都諗下你唔需要去自己去警醒你有冇做過任何嘅錯事。
You won't have to labor diligently to make sure everything in your life revolves around the living God.
亦都想下,
of course, if you're a Christian, you ought to be doing that.
你做基督徒的时候,
in fact, the setup that God offers Moses and the people of God Israel is what most people want. Most people want that in the world. Power, wealth, success.
这个政治经济上面的成功是每一个人想会有的。
And they do believe in God. Most people do.
那你说,那他们都还信神呢?
They want help.
You know, 他们想要健康,
I guess they don't dial anymore, right? They punch up the number, right? And call God.
那你想,啊,
but they certainly don't want every single thing in their life to revolve around Him.
但他们不想在生命上面 每一样东西都是环绕着神。
Right? How many people want him, God smack in the middle of their lives, in their business?
没人喜欢在你做的事的生活上面, 神好像经常去看着你。
What we want is him available when we need him, you know, in times of trouble.
那其实神最好是什么呢? 我们什么时候需要他按下个机, 神就会下来了。
And Moses and Israel being offered this from God.
这个就是以色列民在从神里面拿到的一样的东西。
But did you notice in the text? It's very important. Moses will have none of it.
但是摩西说我不要这样。
He states clearly to God in this prayer, he will have none of that.
摩西说我不要爱一个这样的一个deal。
Isn't it amazing?
为什么呢?
If you realize what Moses is saying here,
你有没有留意到究竟摩西在一段经文究竟在说什么呢?
Just in case you've missed it, let me spell it out for you. Moses is saying to the living God, if you're not going to go with us, Lord, if you're not going to give us your presence, don't send us to the land of milk and honey.
摩西说神啊,如果你不是与我们同在的时候,求你不要领我们进入这个所谓流奶与蜜之地。
Do you know how radical what Moses is saying?
你看不看到其实摩西所说的这件事是多激进呢?
He's saying, God, keep your success, keep your wealth, keep it all.
神啊,你将这些所谓的成功,你可以留给自己。
Those things won't do.
他说这些是没用的。
Without you, God, in the midst of us.
因为如果没有神你在中间的时候,这一切都是没有意义。
And then Moses has a great question, and if you don't mind, Beth, if you could shine up verse 16 again. Again, I'll paraphrase it. It's the latter part of verse 16. For what will distinguish us from all the other people on the face of the earth but your presence, God?
第十六节里面讲得很清楚，就话基督徒同世界上面嘅人有咩唔同，就系在乎于神有冇与我哋同在。
I don't know about you, it's a fascinating argument. It's really remarkable. It's an incredible dialogue that you see here.
你睇到呢度一段嘅对话，其实一个好有耐心向住神嘅一个对话。
Again, you have to know the context to really get the gist of it, right? The Israelites have been freed, right? They've just been freed from harsh slavery under the Egyptians.
你看看当时的背景就说,以色列民刚刚从这个遗留的埃及地被释放出来。
And God had freed them, and he promised to lead them to the promised land, land flowing with milk and honey.
而神亦都答应领他们进入这个应许之地。
And so what is Moses saying?
那究竟摩西在这里讲的是什么呢?
I have it on slide 2.
下一个slide我们看到,
in a nutshell, identity language.
这个就说究竟你自己的身份在哪里呢?
What distinguishes you from everyone else out there on the face of this planet?
有什么令到你和这个世界上的人有什么不同呢?
What makes you you and not just another nameless face in the crowd?
你不只是这个在群众广大的群众里面其中一个人那么简单呢?
Obviously it's your identity.
这个就是你的身份。
And therefore, what Moses is saying is, God, we don't want those other distinguishing marks that the world craves for. We don't want it.
我们不想要这个世界的人所想渴望、所渴求的那一堆东西。
You know, the wealth, the influence, the power, we don't want those identity markers apart from you.
我们不想你将这些权势、财富、这个世界上的特权，我不要这些你可以给到我们的东西。
I don't need to remind you how the world works.
我不需要去提醒你，你知道今日的世界看重的是什么。
How does the world feel esteemed? How do you feel esteemed in, as an individual in the world?
在这个世界上的人，他怎样会看得起你呢？
Well, if I have wealth, I can take care of myself.
我有钱了，我可以照顾自己。
If I have power, I'm influential in the world.
我有权力，我可以影响世界上的人。
And if I'm in a certain profession, the world esteems me.
我或者在从事某一种行业，世界上的人好看得起我。
And if you have those things, you feel pretty good because you feel good about yourself. You're admired.
如果你有这些东西的时候，世界上很多人可能很羡慕你。
And why is that?
为什么呢？
Well, I'm not just anybody. I'm somebody.
我不是一个随随便便世界上一个存在过的人，我们这个世界上曾经出现过有影响力的人。
I have an identity.
我有一个特殊的身份。
Right? Just look what I got. Power, wealth, recognition, esteem.
你看我手上有些什么？这个财富、权势、名声，我全部有了。
And Moses is actually saying astonishingly, no, you don't.
但是摩西说我不要。
And he says, I know better.
我比你更加清楚知道。
Moses is saying, those things are not the things that can really give you that identity that you really need.
因为这些财富、名声、权势不是真的可以给到你一个真实的身份。
And the reason Moses is saying this is wealth, power, popularity, and all the things that God is saying here gives you forms of glory.
这些东西权势、名声 受欢迎的程度可能会给到一部分的光荣你。
And you know, I've preached on glory many times before. That's an important theme in the Bible.
在圣经里面，荣耀、光荣是一个很重要的一个课题。
I bet if you don't mind slide 3, it's the word glory, it's the Hebrew word kabod.
在这个希伯来文叫kabod。
And it means on the one hand, weightiness, solidity, reality.
一方面，荣耀这个字话，即是在这个世界上是有这个重量，是有这个物质，也是这个实际。
But it has a wide semantical range, right? It also means importance and significance.
也就是说，是在这个世上是重要。
You know, again, I'm not really a verbal type person. The only English word that has something maybe this similar of a lexical range of kabod is like the word matter, M-A-T-T-E-R, matter, right?
其实这个荣耀这个字在英文来讲，好像是一个存在上面很实际的一个事实。
Right, take the multiple meanings of matter. On the one hand, matter refers to the physical.
因为在这个世界上存在是有个意义的。
Right, it's weightiness, something that really is heavy.
在这个世界上你的出现是有重量的。
Right, this pulpit is matter, right?
好像这个讲台是有分量在里面。
But matter also, in a lexical range, means significance, importance, right?
也有一个重要的意思。
Right, this event coming up, this birthday party, matters to me, we say.
接下来有一个生日会，是一个很盛大的宴会。 我觉得我有份去，很有意义的。
And what God is spelling out in the Bible in terms of glory is this fact. Human beings, you and I, can't live without glory.
他说到在世界上的人，你的存在，你需要有这个荣耀。
You and I need deep assurances every single day that we matter.
你和我在每一天都需要被提醒。 我们的存在是有这个分量。
Otherwise, we lose steam. We lose our desire to move ahead in life.
如果不是这样的时候，你同我行，怎样样可以继续去行我哋前面嘅路？
And sadly to say, even in this room, some of us, and plenty of people out there, some of us are trying to get this glory in some way, in some form.
可能我哋每一日都会想喺唔同嘅渠道里边去得到呢个个人嘅荣耀。
For example, some professions are more esteemed by societies like ours than others.
有啲今日喺世上嘅职业，可能啲人去注重多一啲。
Accomplishments in our work world bring what, according to the world? Monetary rewards, accommodations.
咁喺我哋今日呢个世界上嚟讲，你喺你自己个行业做得好嘅时候，可能换取好多金钱上嘅奖赏。
We're after things like that.
我哋每个人都想追求呢一啲嘢。
Again, there are all sorts of glories depending on your culture, all kinds of glories that we desire. You know, you might be an artist, glory for fame in creating great art.
一个嘅艺术家可能好需要人哋去睇重佢嘅作品，去艺术嘅结晶品。
Again, the list is long. It could be professional glory, political glory, financial glory that you might be after.
无论系政治、经济上边唔同嘅荣耀。
And if you're from a traditional culture, it might be different, might look different. You know, to get glory in a traditional culture, it's raising the happy family, successful children.
或者一个传统的家庭，一个快乐的家庭，很成功的儿女，是他们的荣耀。
Right, you get the esteem of your peers, of your friends when that happens.
当你走出来的时候，个个都望着你。
And we admire that greatly.
我们很羡慕。
Right, we want to be known as good parents.
我哋需要人哋知道我哋系好嘅父母。
With the quote-unquote happy, successful family.
呢个就系一个真正所谓嘅快乐嘅家庭。
See, traditional cultures aren't any different. It's just a different type of satisfaction, right?
其实都无论系传统或者现代嘅家庭。 其实他都寻找紧他们自己的满足感。
Again, many of you know better than I, right? Traditional cultures, I've done my duty. That's what I want. I've done my duty. I fulfill my role.
我对于我的家庭，我尽了我的本分，我应该是成功的。
Right? The proof's here. Just look at my family.
看我的家庭多成功。
That's all about glory. We need glory.
我们每个人都需要这个荣耀。
That's why if you're from a traditional culture, community service, togetherness, what's that? That's not on my radar screen. What are you talking about?
所以对于很多传统家庭长大的人，去服务这个社会是一件不可思议的事。
Right? The theme for 2020 in our church is living together in Christ. What's that? Community.
在我们2020年，我们教会的主题是说，在基督的 这个群体里面是一起的成长，对于很多人觉得是不可思议。
I mentioned this in Sunday school already. How many people that you know of from our more traditional cultures are involved civically in their communities, socially, trying to seek to better the community?
有几多喺传统家庭长大嘅人会去愿意？ 投身喺一啲公共嘅事務，或者服務喺公共嘅事務上面咧。
Again, we desire and need glory.
我哋羨慕有呢個嘅光榮。
And again, we achieve and excel at many things. That's why we do that.
所以我哋會咁樣做。
You know, when you hear the words "you're hired," or "we want you to be part of the team," or "you're the best." We love those words.
我喜欢人家说，我很想你在我们的团队里面，我们很喜欢听到这样的说话。
Or you know, I admire you, you're a really good parent, or a good son, or a good daughter, or a good spouse.
我每次见到你的子女，我就很开心了。
You know, we feel better when we hear those things.
当我们听到人家这样去赞扬我们的时候，我们听到会很开心。
And maybe you're thinking to yourself, you just shrug it off, oh, that's just ego.
哦，呢啲可能係個人自己嘅問題。
Well, maybe, but that's not all.
可能係自尊，亦都可能係其他嘅嘢。
You feel real
when you get glory.
当人哋去赞扬你嘅时候，你觉得你嘅生命好似系真系去活过一样。
It's because you feel like you matter.
因为你咧世上你有呢个份量。
And what you're doing matters.
因为你所做嘅嘢喺呢个世界上边系有意义。
And if you're a human being, you need that.
如果你同我系人嘅时候，我都需要呢一样嘢。
Now there's another category of people.
有另一种人。
There are folks who are not maybe seeking glory in more traditional ways that I've mentioned, like financial, artistic, or professional.
有另一种人，可能佢哋唔系寻求政治、经济或者其他上面嘅份量。
In fact, they don't even think of it at all in that way.
或者佢完全都冇去谂过要去得到呢一啲嘅光荣。
And this whole category of people who are just after love.
佢或者寻求嘅系爱。
And do you know why?
点解咧？
It's because when someone loves you.Or greatly cares about you, wow, you delight in that fact.
当你去被爱嘅时候，你觉得呢样嘢吓好重要。
You know when someone looks at you,
当人望住你嘅时候
，and says, "I love you."
我爱你。
Wow, we feel good.
哇！你当有一个人望住你同你讲我爱你嘅时候，系几重要咧
？Feel like we matter.
因为我系觉得喺呢个人嘅前面，我哋系有呢个份量。
Even when you're from a culture that doesn't verbalize that，
就算你嚟自嘅文化唔系好中意喺讲出嚟啊，话爱人哋嘅时候。
You know when you know those actions of love are coming towards you in care, it speaks volumes to you. You know, you have a sense of security. You feel that you matter in this family.
当你被爱嘅时候，俾到你一个嘅安全感。
You see my point? It's not just ego.
不只是说一个自尊，一个个人的问题。
God says you can't live without glory.
神说我们不可以没有了这个的光荣，这个荣耀在我们 的生活上面。
Have you met or tried to help someone who feels that no one cares about them?
你有没有曾经去帮过一个我人觉得从来没有人关心他我的人呢？
When you hear those words from that hurting person, I don't matter to anybody.
当一个受伤的人同你讲话，对于每个人来讲，我这个世界上边，我是微不足道的。
They continue and they say, people don't even know I exist.
我在这个世上有没有生存过，对任何一个人是没有意义的。
You know, if you're a mental health expert, a professional health expert, you know, those are red flags.They're in danger.
如果你是一个从事这个的mental health 的人，你会知道这个是已经怎么扯了红旗了。
Of course, that's so because they might take their own life, right?
因为这一种人当他这样讲的时候，他就说可能他会自杀。
Again, that shows the premise that God is right. You can't live without mattering.Without glory.
因为你在这个世界上面的人，没有一个是不可以没有荣耀在他内心的里面。
And Moses is telling us about all sorts of glory, but God's glory doesn't fade.
但他摩西讲到说，人在这个经文里面可以有所有的荣耀，但是神的荣耀没有与你同在。
You don't need someone like me to remind you that.
你不需要我去提醒你。
All sources of glory fade, but God and His loving presence doesn't fade away.
因为世界上面的荣耀最终都会变成这个暗淡无光，唯有神的荣耀是永远一切。
You know, we're fooled so easily, we're deceived so easily, right? We think we have these things, and that's great.But the next day they're gone.
很多时候我们会被这些东西去骗了，以为我们今天去拥有这些东西，但不代表在永恒里面我们有这一切。
And if your identity is wrapped up in those things of other glories, yourself is gone too when they're gone.
如果你个人的人生是被这些东西去捉住了的时候，有一天当这些东西去没了的时候，你的自尊，你的个人亦都会冇咗。
Because that was the very basis that you've placed your life upon. the center of your life is that glory. That was the very basis of your self.
And
worse than that, these things don't just fade away. Your identity is wrapped up in that, so you fade away.
当你一切去, 冷卻, 沒了的時候, 你的人生也會退去。
You know, it's one thing to go out to work and earn money. That's a good thing, right?
你能夠出去做事, 賺很多錢, 是好了。But
if you're actually trying to get esteem or your identity from your work, watch out.
但如果有一天你在工作上面, 你慢慢走下坡的時候, 那你又會怎樣呢?
Because your success is wrapped up. Yourself is wrapped up in your success.
因为你将你自己个人是哪一个和你的成功是挂钩。
And of course, that's revealed in your overwork. That's revealed when you're consumed with something and you just work yourself to death.
所以有些人为什么会很勤力的不停地去翻工, 因为你看到工作只是最终给到他最大这个成就的东西。
Because your success, if it fades, means you, your identity fades away too.
因为当你的工作, 没意义之后, 你的人生, 你的个人的自尊, 亦都不再重要。
That's true if you're living for love too.
同样, 如果你在你的人生只去寻求爱, 都是一模一样。
You know, of course it's great to be loved and to love, right? If you're seeking a love, that's great.
如果你很寻求爱的时候, 当然是好了。But
if you're seeking love to know that you matter, be careful.
但如果你觉得唯有爱给到你有人生有份量的时候,
because when that love ends, and it will, you'll be crushed.
因为当这个爱没了的时候, 你的人生都可能会破碎。
If you're seeking love so you know you really are okay or you're really real, you're putting too much weight on that person or that experience.
如果你将你所有的精神是全盘灌注在一个人的身上的时候,
and Moses is telling us here, if your presence, God, doesn't go with us, don't send us up from here.
所以为什么摩西说, 如果神是不与我们一起去同在, 进入迦南地的时候, 那这一切有什么意义呢?
And in this remarkable dialogue, God says, but I'm going to give you wealth. I'm going to give you love. I'm going to give you all these things.
但最神奇的是在这段经文里面, 神说我会给爱,我会给这个财富, 我会给这个权势你。
And Moses says, keep those Olympic gold medals to yourself, God.
他说, 神啊, 这些东西我可以不爱。
Keep your $1 zillion a year Wall Street job to yourself, God.
他说你将这个100万的这个华尔街的工作我可以不爱。
Even keep your loving happy family to yourself, God.
甚至这个所谓的快乐的家庭我可以不爱。
Because apart from you,
因为离开了你,
all those glories fade away.
因为这一切的东西最终都会没了。
And unless we have you, Lord, in our midst, in our presence, we have nothing.
他说,离开了你,
that's what I mean. Moses is praying for our glory. He's praying for us, our glory.
所以摩西所去祈祷的是为到我们自己的荣耀去祈祷。
Through imploring the Lord for his loving presence amongst us.
是将求神他的爱是与我们去同在。
And then Moses says in verse 17, and I'll paraphrase, okay, yes.
所以在第17节耶和华对摩西说, 你所求的我也要行。
And then Moses ups the ante.
摩西继续去求这件事。
His boldness is extraordinary. He won't accept yes as an answer.
他不是只说, 啊, 神你说个是, 他要更加多的东西。
Did you notice that in verse 18? Beth, if you don't mind, shine up verse 18. What does he say there?
在第18节里面, 经文说什么呢?
Actually, this is the heart of the passage. The heart right here. This is what Moses is after. It's astonishing. Now, Lord, show me. Show me your glory.
在第十八节里面，是这一段经文，全段这个经文的中心，他说一样东西，他说，求你显出你的荣耀给我看。
This is more than just saying tabernacle amongst us. Let your presence dwell amongst us.
比神说，我要与你同在更加的重要。
Right, you're going to be inside, Lord, this tabernacle and all these curtains and these veils. We can draw near you, that's great.
他说，神啊，你说你将你的帐幕，你的会幕是住在我们中间，与我们同在，是很好了。
Right, by the way, that's what happened, right, at the tabernacle in the temple, right? Right, the Shekinah glory comes down, the glory of God, right? The presence of God, but it's shielded behind the curtains.
咁但係佢睇嚟好似好好，神嘅呢個會幕，佢嘅聖殿，佢臨喺我哋中間。
But did you see verse 18?
但係第十八節佢講咩咧？
Moses has the audacity to say, I want to see your face.
第十八節裏邊，摩西話咩啊？佢話我想見到你嘅面。
God, I want to look right into your face, into your glory.
他说我想见到神你的面，我想见到神你的光荣。
That's biblical spirituality.
这个就是这个在属灵里面真实的事实。
That's what we ought to be after. That's what Moses is after.
这个是摩西所追求的东西，也是你和我要去追求的东西。
And there are a lot of avenues and ways I could approach that subject biblically, spirituality.
咁好多嘢係講到屬靈上面嘅事。
And I only got 20 minutes, right? So I got to press home something to you today.
咁我想今日最終想講嘅係，
And it's this: when you see God's love, you know you need it, right?
當你見到神嘅愛，你同我知道我哋需要佢。
Because God's love will bring you mercy, His grace.
因為神嘅愛會帶來佢嘅恩惠。他的慈爱。
You know you're guilty of not loving God wholeheartedly. None of us here loves God wholeheartedly. None of us loves our neighbor as ourselves.
我们没有一个人可以做到去尽心尽性尽意尽力爱我们的神，爱我们的邻舍。
And when you see God's power, you know, in like in the resurrection of Christ, you know you need that, right?
当你见到这个复活的神，你和我都知道我们需要他。
And God's power, of course, manifests itself in your weakness, right? His strength comes out in your weaknesses.
亦都当我哋软弱嘅时候，神令我哋刚强。
And often we're confused. We need God's wisdom. You know that.
咁好多时候，当我哋困惑嘅时候，我需要神嘅智慧。
So when you see God's love, you see God, and you're guilty, you need His mercy, His grace, etc., etc. Right? You need His power. You need His counsel.
当我哋软弱嘅时候，我需要神去帮助我哋。
But here's what's dangerous.
但这个是最危险的地方。
When you only focus on these things you get, you're using God. You're using God as a means to an end.
当你只是着重于你所得到的东西的时候，你其实在利用神，你将这个你最终得到的东西成为了你最终的目的。
And you say, oh,Yeah, God, I want mercy, I want power, I want clarity.
主啊，我想爱，样样嘢清楚明白，我想求神你嘅恩惠与我同在，咁有咩唔啱呢？
But we want that more than God's presence.
问题系我哋觉得我需要呢啲嘢多过神与我哋嘅同在。
But to see God's glory, spirituality, biblical spirituality, is quite different than that.
但是这个真正属灵的意思是什么呢？
And I have it on slide 4, Beth, if you don't mind, to be enamored with God's glory is to be taken in by God's presence, His beauty.
但是当你说你很想有神的荣耀的意思，就是说你是完全被神祂的荣美所去吸引住。
That's biblical spirituality, to be in the presence of God, to just...Bask in His presence.
你意思即系话你系真系去欣赏，你享受与神同你嘅同在。
It's not about His usefulness to you.
唔系在乎于话神对你有呢个利用嘅价值。
It's to find God satisfying in and of Himself.
又话喺神里边，你满足于神， 享受与神同你一起。
That's true worship.
这个只是真正敬拜神的意思。
Not what you get from him.
不是说你在神里面去拿到什么东西。
And Moses saying, that, Lord, is what I want. I want that experience. Your beauty, your glory.
不是只是说要去拿一个经历，而是真的享受神的荣美。
Did you know that non-Christian philosophers have similar things to say in line with the Bible about beauty?
其实好似好多唔信神嘅哲学家，佢都可能讲咗同样嘅说话。
You could check this out yourself. You could look at any philosophical dictionary.
你可以睇下呢个个字典讲到咩叫做哲学上面所谓嘅美。
And you could look at all the things the philosophers have said over the years about beauty and experience of beauty.
咁你可以睇到里边讲到咩叫做美，咩叫经历到美。
And they basically are saying that an experience of beauty, as hard as it's to define, has two aspects.
他说有两样的特点。
And they're actually right here. The two aspects are, they are to experience the beauty of something or to find something beautiful.
他说无论是你去经历到一些东西的美，或者去找一样美的东西出来。
And I have it on slide 5 here. To experience something as beautiful means pleasure in an object without regard to its purpose.
不是说他为了这个的得到的目的而去享受到一样东西的美。
And what does that mean?
那是什么意思呢？
Simply you see something and you get pleasure, not because it leads to something else.
不是说因为你得到这样东西你享受到，而令到你最终去得到一样东西出来。
Just being in its presence, you're enjoying that for what it is.
就是说你来到神的面前，你享受与神一起，这件事就已经很足够了。
You're just appreciating it for itself.
你是为到这一样东西的美而去享受它的美。
Or let me put it this way, you're experiencing a satisfaction and a pleasure in and of itself apart from any other purpose.
除了这个享受这一样东西的美这个之外，你没有其他的目的。
And the philosophers even say that. They're saying you're experiencing beauty when you do that.
这个哲学家都是这么讲。
Imagine this situation. You're engaged to be married.
你这个订了婚，准备结婚了。
Really looking forward to that, excited about it.
咁你去为到嚟紧呢一段嘅婚姻啊，你好开心。
And during engagement, you decide to invest some money that your family left you.
你在订婚的过程、啊、你将想将一笔钱去投资下去。
But you discover that that's a lousy investment and you lost everything.
但是你很可惜你没了所有钱。
And you sadly report that to your fiancé.
你去跟你的未婚妻未婚夫说。
And your fiancé replies, if that's the case, then forget it.
哦，你没钱啊，那我们不要结婚了。
Breaks the engagement, no marriage.
咁就冇结婚啦。
How would you feel?
咁你会点谂咧？
Would you feel violated?
你会唔会觉得好似系俾人哋侵犯咗你嘅权利咧？
Right, you would say this person didn't love me for me.
因为呢个人爱我唔系因为我。
I was a means to an end.
我只系一个啊，好似佢将来攞到呢、这个啊长皮饭票诶、啊、一个嘅其中一步。
Because this person I was supposed to marry loved me for my money.
他爱我只是因为我所有的钱。
It was the money that was loved, not me.
是他爱的是钱，不是我。
I was just a means to an end.
我只是一个、啊、他想得到这一切、啊、所使的手段。
And how violated and miserable you would feel.
你会有什么感受呢？
And do you realize...
你有没有明白到
we do that to the living God all the time.
其实你和我都是这样利用过神。
We approach him like that.
我们都是这样走到神的面前。
We say to him, I've been living a good moral life, Lord.
主啊，我会过一个有道德的生活。
I come to church.
我来教会。
I have my devotions. I study the Bible. I pray.
我日日都有睇圣经。我有祈祷。
But look at all these bad things that are happening to me.
点解我生命上面有咁多唔好嘅事发生咧？
Why am I not getting my prayers answered?
点解我唔能够得到我要得到嘅嘢咧？
Why am I having this headache and that headache and disappointments all the time.
为什么我生命上面有这么多头痛的事,
you married God for his money.
因为你跟神结婚, 就是想得到, 啊, 你想得到的钱。
And Moses knows we all, in some way, relate to God that way.
说你和我其实与神都是这样建立我们的关系。
We say, God, I need this, I need that.
神啊,我要这样,我又要那样。
And Moses says, what would it be like to actually have an experience of God's presence, his beauty, seeing him face to face?
其实什么叫做经历神? 什么叫做面对面向神呢?
That's biblical spirituality.
这个就是按照圣经所教导的属灵的事实。
Whether your prayers are answered the way you want it or not, you delight in knowing God and being in his presence.
无论神今天有没有答应你的祈祷,你是怎样去看神呢?
And you're seeing him by faith for who he is.
你看到神,你看到神的脸面,就是正如神一样。
As he's revealed himself in his word,
将他透着他的说话,将他自己揭示给你的时候,
and you're enjoying and praising God for who he is.
当你去敬拜,去赞美神的时候,享受与神一起的时候, 就是因为神就是他自己那个神。
See, that's true worship. It's the pleasure of just being in the presence of God.
这个就是真正的敬拜。
And that's quite different than something, getting pleasure from getting something from God, right?
只是好像比如说,只是在神里面去拿一些东西是多些。
Because the object is beautiful, and you have pleasure just being in its presence.
就是与神在你同在。
Now there's a second aspect of finding something, and I'll be very brief because I'm out of time.
还有一些其他的东西,我想尽快跟你讲。
Another second aspect of finding something in and of itself beautiful.
就是一些我会觉得看到很漂亮的东西。
Or let me put it this way, what is the nature of this pleasure, right, that you feel, right, in the presence of beauty?
当你在一些很漂亮的东西面前,我们会有什么反应呢?
You know, when you're standing on a cliff, and you're looking out at the Atlantic or Pacific Ocean, right? And you just stand there. You're dazzled. You just stand there, taking it in.
如果你想象一下,如果你站在一个山崖上面,望着这个太平洋的时候,
why? Why do that?
为什么你会这样做呢?
You know, if you haven't been to Acadia National Park, which is a beautiful park right off the coast of Maine, you get a fantastic view of the Atlantic Ocean. It's a beautiful park. You're missing something. You don't go there.
如果你去过这个在缅因州那个Acadian National Park的时候, 你会看到整个大西洋是怎么样。
It's because the beauty of the ocean fills you. It fills you with pleasure.
因为当你见到这个世界上面这个自然界的美的时候, 会将你整个人去融化。
Because it's beautiful with what it is.
因为它本身就是这么美。
And so what kind of pleasure is that?
究竟是一种什么东西你享受的东西呢?
Well, it's not physical pleasure. What is it?
如果不是一个属于肉体的一个享乐的时候, 究竟是什么呢?
Why do women love diamonds? Right? Just, it's a rock. Why?
为什么女人这么喜欢钻石呢?
Or why, if you're a stargazer at night, you know, in the countryside, and you're looking at all the stars, I love this, right?
如果你很喜欢看这个天象的,为什么去到荒野里面,你看这个天会看得这么开心呢?
The philosophers are right. When you're in the presence of beauty, the philosophers say the pleasure is feeling overwhelming meaningfulness.
因为你看到这些东西这么漂亮的时候,你看到里面的意义。
And that means when you're in the presence of something beautiful, you know that life is not a tale told by an idiot.
因为这个样东西的时候,你知道这些的荣美,不是一个普普通通的人告诉你。
You know life really means something.
因为看到生命是有意义在里面。
And you know you yourself have meaning
in your existence.
而你喺呢个世界上边嘅存在系有佢嘅意义。
Because you know, deep down, even though you might suppress it, you're made in the image of God.
因为你同我都知道，你同我都系按住神嘅形象而去做。
And if you're a believer,
如果你信靠佢嘅时候
，then you know you're special as a child of God.Because of the person and work of the Christ.
因为耶稣基督的缘故，你和我的被造，今天是有意义。
See, Christians know the beauty shines most brightly in God's salvation plan.
在神的救赎的计划里面，神的荣耀是最灿烂。
Because they know Jesus put aside his splendor, his beauty.
因为神将他自己的荣耀去放在一边
and came here with no reputation.
他来到这个世上是无名，寂寂无名
incarnating, clothing himself in humanity.
是将他道成肉身
tempted in extraordinary ways by Satan, yet not yielding, doing.Completely, perfectly, the will of his heavenly Father.
亦都系喺每一个层面上边受到撒旦嘅引诱，但系冇对撒旦去让步。
And God the Father wanted God the Son to come to live the life that you ought to have lived, that you won't live.
去基督嚟到去过你同我本来应该要过嘅生活。
And to take your place on a cursed cross to pay, to pay.For your sin penalty.
去喺十字架上去付上你同我犯罪之后嘅代价。
Christians know there's no greater beauty than that.
除咗神之外，世界上边冇一样嘢比神更加荣美。
To know God's plan of redemption.
去明白到神救赎嘅计划喺边一度。
Restoration and renewal.
去被神去更新，去与神去复和。
Yes, we only get glimpses of that now.
我今日只系睇到神一点点。
But when Jesus comes again,
但当神再嚟嘅时候
，you, the Christian who have trusted in the person and work of Christ, will see the fullness.
当神再嚟嘅时候，你可以完完全全睇到神嘅荣美喺边一度。
And there's nothing.In this world, that will compare to that beauty.
而世界上边冇一样嘢可以去比得上。
So will you ask him this new lunar new year?
喺呢个农历新年嘅新嘅一日嘅时候
，to teach you how to gaze upon him.
你会求神去教你点样样去睇佢咧
？Gaze upon the Lord.
去望住神
，until it changes you.From one splendor to a greater splendor.
去从呢个世上嘅荣华去睇到天上嘅荣美。
You need to strive after that. That's true spirituality.
呢个系真正属灵嘅事实。
And that will help you to live life to the fullest.
就可以帮助我哋去真系过住一个丰盛嘅生活。
For His glory.
去为到神嘅荣美嘅缘故。
Father, we thank you for your word, and it is a powerful text that we have before us.
我哋感謝神有呢一段嘅經文。
And yes, it's not an easy text to digest.
唔係一個好容易去明白、好去消化得嚟嘅經文。
So Lord, help us to ponder on it throughout this year.
求你都教我哋喺嚟嘅一年去真係去咀嚼呢一段經文講啲咩嘢。
And to rejoice in knowing you.
去亦都去啊，为到有神喺我嘅心目里边，我哋有喜乐。
Help us, Lord, because we're slow of heart and mind.
求你去帮助我哋嘅心思意念。
But we have your Holy Spirit dwelling in us.
又感谢神，你喺我哋嘅心目中嘅里边。
And we can do all things through Him.
系透过神可以做到一切。
Thank you for that truth.
我哋感谢你。
We ask that in the name of Jesus.
我奉主耶稣基督名求。
Amen.